Behind the fortress or something, and try not to miss again. I try to annihilate him off. Oh, I'm shocked.
Really young.
Okay. Data, are we on?
The biggest you show.
Okay, let's go. We are talking today about a very, very important topic. It's an important topic on an individual level, as far as owner goes up. It's a very important topic in the thought of Reb Tzadok. What we're going to try and do today is speak specifically about the unique role and unique tafkid is in Avodas Hashem. It's going to relate to some of the things that we already spoke about Reb Tzadok, but we'll build it a little bit again and see some other pieces of his in terms of why they're significant. And we'll try and understand his approach, but first we'll try to get a little bit of a broader perspective on things. The first is a Gemara Masechet Sanhedrin Daf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph. The Gemara tells us that part of the godless of Melech Malchei Hamlachim, part of the greatness of the Ribono Shel Olam, is that he can harishon, that God can on the one hand have us all be similar to Adam Harishon, a similar style and a similar look, yet at the same time made Echad Mehen Dome L'Chaveiro. Each person is really different. Partufehen, Ein Partufehen Dome in Zeh L'Zeh. We all have different looks. We all have different appearances. Ribono Shel Olam created us not as carbon copies of each other, but each one of us in our own unique way. We actually paskin a halacha based on this idea that people are really unique. Not just an idea that's a little bit of a vort, it's a halacha. We paskin Shulchan Aruch and Rechayim Reishach Dalet. It's also Gemara Masechet Brachos and Daf Nun Ches Amud Aleph. Han Rabbanan HaRoa Ochel Yisrael Omer Baruch Chacham HaRazim. It's a special bracha that you make if you see Shishim Ribo. If you see Shishim Ribo members of Klal Yisrael, a special bracha that you make of Chacham HaRazim, that we're praising the Ribono Shel Olam, that even though there are so many people, there are thousands of people there, and even though there are so many people who look different, and as Rashi clarifies, they think differently, or the Gemara clarifies, they think differently, the Ribono Shel Olam is Yodea Masha Belev Kol Elu, that God knows what is in the heart of each of these individuals. So we already see it again, the fact that we paskin this, it's not some cute idea. It may also be a cute idea, but it's not only a cute idea. That we understand that people are unique and people are really special. This idea of individualized avoda is something which comes up in particular in Torah Sachasidus. The Sfas Emes and Parshas Pinchas tells us this also. Elokusu Yisbarachal Kol Biryas VeOfen Acher. That our relationship with God and the way God connects to each of us is unique, and He does not relate to each of us. And, you know, each one of us has a unique and special sort of divine connection. Why? K'mos Dekos of Kael Shakai, Sheyesh Dai Be'elukuso L'chol Birya, Peirut B'midam Yuchadis B'tumtsemes B'kol HaChanas Kli Mekabel. Each person corresponding to who they are and the type of kli that they are is able to have their own unique relationship with God. So he has taken one step further again in the Hardama right now, trying to prove that etzem the idea exists, that people are unique and that we have maybe a unique role in Avodas Hashem, is a beautiful vort of the Kushan Tzur Magid and the Avodas Yisrael. I'm very, very fond of this idea. The Mishnah says in Sanhedrin, Kol Yisrael Yesham Chelek Olam Haba, that every Jew is a portion in the world to come. So the Kushan Tzur points out that it's not really precise what the Mishnah says. What the Mishnah should have said is, Kol Yisrael Yesham Chelek Bi Olam Haba. We each have a chelek in the world to come. What does it mean, we each have a chelek li olam haba, to the world to come? So says the Kushan Tzur Magid, u'azeh amar shekol Yisrael yeshlo chelek li olam haba, v'azeh lo amar shekol echa mi Yisrael yeshlo mador v'shar kol echa lefi matrigaso. Each person has their own pathway to the world to come. V'chol chad lefum shi'urei delay b'torah v'avoda, v'zeh Yisrael osios yeshishim ribo, or sorry, yesh reshlam da'ot. We'll get that right now. But the Kushan Tzur suggests that Kol Yisrael Yeshlam Chelek Olam Haba, every single Jew has his own path to Olam Haba. Not just what the Gemara says, that people are all unique physically and we were unique in terms of our thoughts. Not just that God's connection with us is somewhat unique, like the Tzfas MSF. But the Kushan Tzur Magid writes here that each person has their own unique pathway to find God. That there are paths we don't have, that my derech, ha'avoda, the way that I go about doing it may be different than the way that you go about doing it. And that's part of the Avodas Hashem. Very powerful line here if you are, if you have the time, it's Avos Eiris Nos Yud. Beautiful, beautiful. The Pia Zetzner. The same way that you can read a piece of Rambam. And even if you, learn the Rambam, so even if you don't know something from the Rambam, when you read it, you say, this is classic Rambam. It's classic Rambam. And if you've learned a lot of Ramban and you see a piece, you could say, this must be the Ramban. There's no way it's not. There are people nowadays, Professor Moshe Kapel, who's like done some of this stuff with, there's some Sfarim that were published anonymously. So he has, I think, a computer program that can compare the style of writing in those anonymous Sfarim to other Sfarim to try and pin down who the author is. So one safer, I think, from the Ben Ish Chai, that non-Tashkir, it was written or not, we don't know who wrote it, and you're able to assess through the writing style and the like that this must be the Ben Ish Chai, this must be his style. So as a Pia Zetzner, each person in their own Madrega can have a similar kind of a phenomenon. Each person in their own Madrega can have their own unique sort of a style. That when you hear not just from the Rambam and the Ramban, but if each one of us has a certain kind of style in terms of the ha'ara they're going to say in the parasha, and the kind of shir that they're going to give, and the kind of style they're going to have, that's part of what we're supposed to do, in all the many conversations to speak with people about shirim for next year. So the avoda of a shir for it, we're not trying to be carbon copies of anybody. We're trying to be profoundly influenced by people, but a little bit with our own style and with our own flavor and playing to our own strengths and who we really are. That the Kol Yisrael Yesham Chelek Le'olam Haba is certainly there. And the last source, by way of Hakdama, is a very famous comment of the Rambam Perish Mishnayos in End of Malkos, and Sefer Charedim has a very similar idea, which is that the Rambam talks about each person should really choose a mitzvah. Each person has one mitzvah that they do with incredible kavana, with incredible intensity, with incredible power, and that's something which also the Rambam seems to underscore this point, that there is somewhat of a specialized Avodas Hashem. That Avodas Hashem, that there's a guy who, his avoda is chesed. He's doing everything, but that's his avoda. That's his avoda. There are guys who their avoda is Talmud Torah, their avoda is tefillah, their avoda is kibud av v'aim. That they're doing everything, but there's something that just, that is their, that's what holds things together. Where the Sefer Charedim said, that's what's on the Pasuk, Eitzachayim hi l'machazikim ba, that the Torah is an Eitzachayim, it's a tree of life. So he suggests, it's like sometimes if you're, or not sometimes, we even have experience, but a person who's drowning sometimes, and they can grab on to like a log, they can grab on to a tree, and that can give them enough koach to sort of make it through and to not fall. So I can also grab onto the entire tree. Sometimes if I just grab onto part of it really, really well, that can sustain me. That can sustain me. I want the whole tree, but being super, super mock about one is something that can be very, very helpful. Akan, a little bit of our hakdama, that people have a certain unique avoda. There are certainly many, many additional makaros that point to this idea. That we all have a little bit of a unique style. We all think differently. We all have unique, not just physical attributes, but intellectual attributes, and spiritual attributes, and the Kol Yisrael Yesham Chelek Le'olam Haba. Okay, so if everybody has a unique avoda, so the follow-up question is a question that's incredibly important, and it's one that has real practical ramifications. So, what is my individual avoda? How do I find my individual avoda? How does that manifest itself? If, working off the Pia Zetzner, the Rambam had clearly a certain individualized kind of an avoda. The Rambam's avoda was certainly very intellectual, it was very rational, he had a certain style of learning that's abundantly, you know, it's so clear from just how the Rambam wrote Mishnah Torah, a certain kind of orderly mind, a certain structure, a certain very deep understanding. The Ramban had his style, and while that's in learning, in Avodas Hashem, we know it even more so, there are tzaddikim, or there are individuals that we interact with where clearly their path, their mitzvah is X, or their mitzvah is Y. How do you determine what exactly that is supposed to be? What is the Yeshlam Chelek Le'olam Haba of each person? So I want to be able to discover it. I want to be able to discover it. The first Mahalach is the depressing one on some level. I think of Moshe Wolfson, the Mashkiach Torah Das, quotes from the Chedesh Yerim, that we can never actually know for sure. We can't pin it down for sure. That's just a mitzvah. Maybe we have to try to. But life doesn't always have the clarity that we would ideally want. that maybe ideally I would love to have someone that could tell me, this is exactly what you'd want to do. And it could even be that you could find people who would tell you that. You could find people who would love to tell you, this is exactly what you have to do. But it's not always that simple. And it's not always that clear. And sort of to gain that clarity, what am I supposed to be doing? It's a really challenging decision. I remember, as this is like our registration week coming up and talking to so many people about this stuff, like for many of the guys, like what your major is and things like that. It's not that your job defines your Ikar Avoda, but it's a part of what my Avoda is, what I'm going to be studying, what my major is, what I want to be pursuing in life is a part of my Avoda. And it's sometimes a real struggle, and we'd love for things to be very, very clear. We'd love for things to be very, very simple, but that's not always how life is, and sometimes we struggle, not just with what shiur to go to, but what to major in, what professional track to go on, where do I want to live. Those are things that, again, we want to search for clarity, but we have to live with the knowledge that we may not always attain that clarity. But assuming that we think that we can get some insight into what that avodah looks like, so how does it look? So Rav Wolbe and Ali Shor has what I think is, it's like what he says is so obvious sometimes, but just here is so obvious that on the one hand, I it's like, how come I never thought of this? On the other hand, like, that's it's a big degree. A certain darga of insight to point out things that are so clear and so obvious that just escape people. It's great. He points out there are two kinds, there are two ways, generally speaking, that a person attains a unique avoda. One way that we're familiar with is more of what the Rambam describes in the Peiros HaMishnah. To choose a mitzvah and to choose that one mitzvah that carries me through always. I have that one mitzvah and I go with it all the time. That's one sort of a darga in how I do it. Again, it's a chesed guy, it's a bikur cholim guy, it's a talmud Torah guy, the kibud av aim person, whatever it is. But he says that there's another mahalach, and the other mahalach I think is one that doesn't get spoken about as much, but it's one that I think really is very, very accurate in terms of a lifetime mission. We spent the beginning of this year, or a lot of this year, learning Mesillas Yesharim. Mesillas Yesharim is predicated on the Sulam of Rav Pinchas ben Yair. Rav Pinchas ben Yair gave us, and the Ramchal built Mesillas Yesharim around it, a ladder. He gave us a ladder in which it's not one mitzvah that I take throughout, but it's a certain systematic approach to Avodas Hashem. I'm going to start with, what? After I clarify my purpose in life. Torah is the first thing. Tovah maybe Lidei. Zihiros, maybe they, Jesus, and we're going to keep on building. That it's a sulam. He points out, and this is just, not every Rishon followed the sulam of Rav Pinchas ben Yair. If you learn Igeres HaRamban, who has learned Igeres HaRamban? So if you've seen Igeres HaRamban, you've been exposed to Rav Hutt on, see the Thursday nights, obviously does that. If you look in the Ramban, so the Ramban and his Sulam, so it's Sulam or Ramban, Movil Mehad Dibor Benachas Vazahiros Mika'as La'anafa. The Ramban's also building a certain structure. The Ramban's giving us a certain Derech Avoda. But the way that the Ramban is doing it, the path he's taking, is not the exact same path as the Rav Pinchas Ben Yair path. The Ramban's not talking about how Torah is maybe the Zrizos, and then the Zahiros, and Viter. The Ramban is talking about Dibur Benachas, and how it's going to lead Ka'as and Anava, and he's speaking about slightly different things in a slightly different order, because that was his structure. Rabbeinu Yonah, similarly, if you look in Rabbeinu Yonah and Shai Tshuva, you look in Rabbi Yehuda Halevi, in the Sefer HaKuzari, they have different, they're not all talking about one topic. For Emuna, for the Kuzari, is a dominant part of his Sulam HaAvodah. But it's not the only thing he did. He didn't only talk about faith, but faith is a primary factor for him. And his Derech HaAvodah and his Avodas Hashem, and that's not that faith is not important for Pinchas Ben Yair, but Emunah is not the starting point in Mesillas Yesharim. It's different kinds of Avodas and different points of emphasis. And when you think about the Baal Shem Tov and Rabbi Saul Salanter, it's not that each one just chose a particular mitzvah, and they had a different mitzvah. The Baal Shem chose tefillah, and Rabbi Yisrael Salanter chose tikkun hamidos, but their derech ha'avodah was different also. The way they went about working on it, the pathway that they chose to get there as far as the point of emphasis. No one's discounting the significance of anything. No one's saying, Baal Shem's not saying, Tikkun HaMidos is not that chashuv. He's a big believer in Tikkun HaMidos. And Rav Tzolzal is not saying that tefillah is not important. But in terms of the structure of their avoda and how they're going to be doing it, so just like the Ramban in Igeres HaRamban, and Rabbeinu Yonah and Shaarei Tshuva are going to have slightly different pathways. We're going to have slightly different pathways. And long-term avoda often entails that. Long-term success in Avodas Hashem is not always doing the same thing. It's developing and progressing. And that's how we become an Adam Shalem. I become a complete person when I've been zocha to build and to structure in that kind of a way. Be that as it may, whatever track I happen to choose, as far as the sulam, the certain derech, or one mitzvah, I have to figure out, still, how do I choose my sulam? How do I develop my sulam? Or how do I choose my mitzvah? What's the pathway that I choose in order to be able to do that? What's the mahalach? So the mainstream approach, I think, is what's found in the Yalkut Shimoni, the Medrash there. Rav Yerucham in Das Chachma Oser has a very, very similar idea. Yalkut Shimoni tells us here, just to be... Siv Kvodas Hashem, if you have a beautiful voice, you should daven for the Yomid. If you have certain natural abilities, so play to those strengths. If I am an amazing, if I'm an amazing cook, so somehow I have to think about how I can use that for my Avodas Hashem. The unique pathway that I'm going to choose is going to be predicated on the skill set that I have and maximizing the talent that I have and the positive attributes that I have. How do I know what to do? So my roadmap is based on the talent and the skills that I am given. That's going to be my ikker thing. If I'm naturally a nice and good person, so I want maybe my natural ikker thing is going to be chesed. And if I have a very easy time sitting down, a very easy time just sitting and learning, I'm intellectual, then maybe my avoda is going to be Talmud Torah. I want to have all of those things, but maybe my unique mark will be in the area that plays the most to my skill set. That was a conversation with some guys, again, sorry for playing back this again, about choosing a shear. So part of the tension, I was encouraging at least certain people to go with a shear that plays to your intellectual strengths. Go with something that, because that's often how you find success. The guy who, he has a wonderful memory and he loves the acquisition of information, so I want to work on making sure my analytical skills are great. But for sheer, my ikker building, I want to build in a way that plays to my intellectual strengths. Rav Yerucham says that in a beautiful vort, Parshas Vayechi based, Yaakov gives brachas to all of his children. The bracha that Yaakov gave each of the children was the bracha that was shayach to who he was. When Yehuda got the bracha of Malchus, that's not that Yaakov had all of these things and he chose to give Malchus to Yehuda. That was his midah. Yehuda was a melech. He says, well then, if that's the question, what's all like the... What's so great about this bracha? They had this stuff already. Yehuda was Malchus. So who cares if you have to give him a bracha for Malchus? He was a Malach. That's who his essence was. Says Rav Yerucham, this is a such a powerful idea. Only by cultivating the natural talents and abilities that we have, only that way, zocha ha'adam l'chol shleimusav v'zuchusav, only then does a person achieve shleimus. Yaakov gave the bracha to each of his children. He gave them insight into what their unique talent was. And for Yehuda to be shalem, he had the midah of Malchus. But for Yehuda to be shalem, he had to actualize that midah. eno ela b'malos hatovos asher heinam etzlo b'teva. Says Rav Yerucham, the yisod, the real avoda of a person is actualizing, excelling in those midos they are naturally good at. You have a guy who is he's amazing with people. He's super outgoing. He is so charismatic that you have to keep the charisma in check. But he's so charismatic. So that's a guy who his ikar avodah is probably going to be dealing with people. Maybe he's a great speaker and he'll be a wonderful teacher of Torah. Maybe he's someone who can just interact with others and inspire them. He'll be involved in Kirov. Maybe he'll be a lawyer and he'll be working in that act using his talents and through that also being involved in Jewish communal life, and that's how he's going to raise his children in a certain kind of style. All of these things are pathways that a person can choose, but says Rav Yerucham, and the Medrash seems to confirm this idea, find that which you're naturally good at and maximize it. You have to try to work on some weaknesses, we'll speak about that later, but you got to try to find what am I really good at and run with it. Run with it. If you have an incredible mind for Bikias, you remember things so well, we're Dapimar, and you can just massive amounts of information. So I have to work on my Ian, certainly. But maybe my Iker, and I want to have a good, strong morning Seder, but maybe my Iker contribution to learning, my Iker connection, is going to come from excelling and knowing hundreds and hundreds of blah. That's how I play to it. So says Rav Yerucham. Let's chazwe so far, so we can now start learning a little bit of the Torah of Aruch Tzadok. One, we try to establish that people all have their own unique avoda. We try to then establish that there are different mehalchim. There's that choose a mitzvah approach. There's the building a certain sulam. The Ramban Igeres Ramban of Petas Ben Yair is both the Rambam and the Perush Mishnah. And if Makos choose your mitzvah or build, we spoke about one mehala. So what? How do I know which mitzvah to choose? How do I know what my sulam looks like? So Rav Yerucham argued very intensely. I think some quote from the Chafetz Chaim, a very similar idea. But the Medrash itself seems to have this a little bit. You play to your strengths, play to your strengths, play to your strengths. What am I naturally good at? And run and develop that. Rav Tzadok has a very different mahalach. We're not going to have time today. Rav Tzadok's mahalach, in many ways, is based on his Rebbe, on the Ishbitzer's thought. But let's try and understand Rav Tzadok here. Rav Tzadok's amazing. Mamish, it's amazing, Rav Tzadok. I find it so inspiring. Let's start with the Shavuos idea as we build towards next week. And Matan Torah, so the Chazal tell us, in Maram Sefer Shabbos, we all got crowns at Matan Torah. All kinds of Matan Torah. So he says, Keser Mora, Keser Malchus. Crowns signify being a melech, being a king. V'kevan shebe Matan Torah, kishra k'sarim l'chol echad mi Yisrael, ami molechu moshel. So Tzadok Parash Shkalim, I don't get it. How can every Jew get a crown? We can't all be kings. Who are you a king over? Ein melech below am. You have to have servants. You have the people under you to be a king. If all of Klal Yisrael has crowns, so how are they all considered to be a melech? It's like a mamlechas kohanim ha'ara. How are we all... I'm not sure at all. Sorry. That is a... who are you amim molech u'moshel? Said the Tzadok, an amazing ha'ara. Amazing. Every single Jew has something in which they are more special. They can distinguish themselves over each and every other member of the Jewish people. Each and every member of the Jewish people. The Beis Yaakov, Yaakov Ishbitzer, the same school of thought, you think Parsh Trutman for a little bit of a similar idea. That there's a Uvidavar Zeh Hubichinas Melech Al Kol Yisrael. You know why every member of Klal Yisrael got a crown at Matan Torah? Says Reb Tzadok, our starting point, he's a huge believer in the idea that each person has their own avoda. And not only your own avoda, but there is an area in which you excel, that if you tap into it well, there is not another single member of Klal Yisrael who can compete with you in that area. There isn't. There's no one that can do it the exact same way. And in Matan Torah, when we're achieving that kind of a madriga, so we each have that keser. And now we don't have that keser the same way, because we're not as in tune with that bechina of melech. But each one of us is a melech in a different way. And that's a starting point for Reb Tzadok. We're playing for keeps here. This is you and Klal Yisrael that benefits as a result of that. The Melech has impact on the nation. My area. My area. Parentheses. My own like theory on this, as far as how I relate to at least myself and my own avoda. I don't think it necessarily means that I do kibud av ve'eim better than anybody else does kibud av ve'eim. I don't know if there are enough individual things out there for each person to say. The way I relate to it, at least, is, again, I don't know if this is from Shadda, please. The combination of attributes that I have produces something unique that nobody else can have. I am not in learning better in any individual thing than I'm not the best in anything in learning. There's, whatever I know, there is someone who knows it better than me. Bli shum safik. And there are hundreds of people that know whatever I know better than me. Thousands. Tens of thousands. I have no idea. So where's my area in learning? How's that going to manifest itself? Again, this is my own theory. It's going to manifest itself by the combination that I bring to the table. It's going to manifest itself by a certain style of learning, a certain style and combination and orientation that putting it together, it looks like a slightly different package. And in that package, maybe there's a little bit of a contribution. I certainly don't, as a mashal, there are thousands of people who I imagine who know Reb Tzadok infinitely better than I do. But it could be that our shiur and Reb Tzadok will look different than many of the other shiurim that are going to be given in the Torah of Reb Tzadok. It could be. It could be that many, they won't quote Reb Ali Shor, they won't be familiar with Moshe Wolfson, or they won't have, you know, to bring in the lach in the beginning, or it'll be presented as one mahalach instead of a couple mahalachim, and that the different things that can all come together, where I would say in the previous version of the Marmakoma sheet, when it had Rabbi Krumbine from Gush, and Marmakoma from there, it's a unique kind of a kind. So that's where you start getting a little bit of a, you know, is that still unique? No. There are people that still know it much more, all that stuff, avada. But that's like the, how we start building is something, the combination of our character traits and the combination of our skills, that those things combine to our own avod. That's almost like what the Sulam idea is. I get multiple things, but my multiple things combine, and that's what makes me. What made the Ramban wasn't excellence per se in just one area, it was the cultivation of multiple things that brought it together. But that's Reb Tzadok, each one of us, first after Reb Tzadok, is a melech on everybody else. In Tzitzit Tzadik, it's not on the sheet, I apologize, in Oz, Kuf Samechei, he says it even more explicitly, or I don't know, more explicitly, he says it there also, Hanafashos mi Yisrael ko echad madrega bifnei atma. If you are the same as this is the basic alchemy, it's a very similar line. The Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't want carbon copies. He doesn't need carbon copies. Each person has their own madrega, and that's why each person gets created. If we are created, it means that we have a unique contribution to make. Reb Tzadok himself argues there in Tzitzit Tzadik that in our generations, the generations that he refers of the Ikvas of the Mashiach, of that time period when Mashiach is ready, the footsteps are there and it's coming, Reb Tzadok argues it is easier to tap into our own personal avoda. It's easier to find it. That whereas previously maybe required a tremendous amount of work, said Reb Tzadok, not only by the Melech and everybody else, but it's a little bit easier nowadays. How do I find it? What is my area? Here you have a very different Mahalach from what we saw in Rav Yerucham. And this is predicated on Reb Tzadok from last week. Reb Tzadok taught us that Yetzer Hara, so Chazal say, can also be Tov Ma'od. That Yetzer Hara, when I have strong leanings in a certain direction, I have strong taivas in a certain direction, I struggle so much in realm X, it's my, like the Gemara in Sukkah, the Tzadikim have this massive Yetzer Hara, set of Tzadok, that shows that you are, the way I like to say it, high voltage, that shows that you have incredible leanings. Tzadok says, that's your area of greatness. That's your area of greatness. The area in which I most struggle, I have such strong desires and I'm weak in that area, that's where my Ikar Avoda is. Reb Tzadok, Tzitzit Tzadik, Os Mem Tes here. Kol Echad Yodeya Shebimashah Yitzhar Tukfo Biyoser. That was Yitzhar gets you at the most. That is the area you can achieve purity and greatness like nothing else. Like nothing else. In that area that you really struggle in, that's how you achieve real purity and real greatness. Uvidvarim, Shahir Balashoa Behem. You mess up a lot in a particular realm. Yeda Shukli Muchan. Leos Daika Baoso Davar Nakyuvar Leva. Dafka in that thing. Dafka in the thing you've messed up 100 times in. Dafka in the thing which is so much more challenging for you. That is your area. That's your roadmap. Your roadmap isn't the best thing, isn't the what I'm best at. My roadmap for Avodah is fixing that which I'm weakest at, and that's where I can really excel. That's Pshan the Gemara Maseches Gidney, that's my Omer al Divrei Torah, Elam Kein Nichshal. Shaydei HaMachshela Hu Meivin Shalakach Notzer L'Takei Noso Davar. Amazing. Amazing insight of Reb Tzadok. He spells that more in Shulchan 15, the Kovitz HaMincha. Reb Tzadok writes, what's the pshat that a person only succeeds if they mess up first? What's the pshat? What's the purpose of the mess up? I don't want the mess ups. What's the purpose? Dr. Tzadok, the mess ups help clarify for us what we need to work on and what's really our realm that we can excel in more than anything else, that we can be purer in, that we can be greater in. What more than those particular things? Dr. Tzadok says, again in Komitz HaMincha, it's so inspiring. That's the function of Yeridas. A lot of Hasidim perceive Yeridas, you'll find it by Rabbi Nachman for sure, in a very famous, famous piece, in the Likutei Moharan Tinyana Yubeis, that Yeridas are Tachlis Ha'aliyah, falls, struggles for Reb Tzadok, are not just things to overcome. They become part and parcel of our real Avodas Hashem. The Rabban Al Tshuva has a little bit of a similar idea, but Bezer Hashem will speak by El Zman, the Rabban Tshuva. But that's, Reb Tzadok says it as follows. He uses a model of the Sulam. It's Mutzav Artsan Rosho Magiha Shemaiman, the Malachim, he says, represent Tzadikim, that are Olim V'Yordim. They're having their ups and downs. Olim V'Yordim Kiyadua Shi Efter La'aliyah Yoser Gedola. You will never achieve your greatest heights. You will never really internalize or excel in that area that you are the Melech Al Kol Yisrael. Beli Yerida, without having a bit of a fall, without having a bit of a struggle. When we call them Olim Ez Madrega, you go up a little bit, olim v'yardimbo. You start succeeding, and sometimes we know we have a little bit of a fall. But what does the pasuk say? There's a sulam mutzav v'yarta, olim v'yardimbo, v'Hashem nitzav, and the bonus olim is right there with us. He's right there on top of us. That when we have those falls, so God's with us. And now I can use that fall, says Reb Tzadok. I can use that fall to uplift myself. Not that it's always so high. Sometimes it's low. This is a dangerous idea. Reb Tzadok and others are going to be critiqued for this idea. It looks like he's telling you sin isn't that bad. It looks like Reb Tzadok is telling you messing up isn't so terrible. It's a part and parcel of your eventual aliyah. So we have to clarify that we're not saying that lechadchila a person can never mess up. We're not saying that lechadchila a person can say, I want to have my yerida now. Reb Tzadok maintains that if you do have a yerida, so I have to use that yerida, I have to use that yerida as far as clarifying for me what do I have to work on and how do I build and how do I build. Reb Tzadok, just maybe we will. I'll summarize. I'll end with one more shavuos idea. Reb Tzadok has here in Kometz HaMincha. We have unique paths. We have unique talents. We live in a very individualistic society that focuses on what are my unique contributions. And the Torah believes in that. Pertufeyen are not domen zelazet. We look differently. Our deos, our thoughts are not the same. The Gemara and Brachos, you know, writes explicitly. Our unique relationship to the divine, as Fas Emes reminded us, is unique. But most importantly, the Kazut Termagen, we each have a unique path to Olam Haba. Has that path manifest itself? So for some, it's one particular mitzvah. For others, it's a certain sulam, a certain derech avoda, a certain pathway. But how do I know what to choose? One model, play to your strengths. The model of Reb Tzadok is to play to your, understand the areas you're weakest at, because as Reb Tzadok, that is your greatest strength. That is your greatest strength. The area you're weakest at, the area you struggle with the most, it's not really a weakness. It's really an untapped strength. It's really something that I have to. It means I have so much koach there. Let me end with two things. One is a ha'ar of tzaddik related shvuas, and that'll be at least how I relate to this topic. The tzaddik writes in the second paragraph here, "V'takas ha'madregos Hashem nitzav Allah b'yoto b'shiflos v'vira gam kenas Hashem l'negdo." The ikar idea, what a person has to understand from tzaddik, is that when you fall, God is there, and that's a pathway towards ultimate greatness. And Dr. Tzadok, that's why the Torah is given on Har Sinai. Har Sinai is not the biggest mountain. Har Sinai is a small mountain. That Sinai it's the smallest of the mountains. It's the smallest. Because as Ribbono Shel Olam is teaching us, but the Torah is given on a smaller mountain, because Ribbono Shel Olam is there on a smaller mountain. He's there when we have a little bit of a fall. Not from the biggest, he's there on the smallest also. And he's also there, and he's mamish there. There's a divine revelation that takes place there. And now I have clarity in terms of being able to build and being able to succeed. My own Mahalach I connect to the most on a practical level as far as this topic. Again, I showed you my idea about the combining different things that I think is very important. I heard once the name of Rabbi Cherny from Shoyashiv, before this in the past, and I'm a huge believer in this idea, that a little bit of a combination of the Reb Tzadok and the Yerucham ideas. Our strengths and weaknesses, he suggested, are our... I don't know him at all again. I turned his name once. Our strengths and our weaknesses are our blueprints in life in terms of what we should do. What's the chiluk between them? Our strengths are that which we work on in public. Our weaknesses are that which we work on in private. If I'm a very shy person, so I have to work on that in private. Don't choose your life's mission based on a weakness. Choose what you're going to do in public. Choose how you're going to try to impact people by playing to your strengths. Your weaknesses, you have to work on your weaknesses also. Those are things I have to work on. I have to work on in private. If you struggle in a particular area, so don't get up in public and make that your main area. It's not as healthy. It's going to be much more dangerous. When you're choosing what you want to really do, you're choosing your main area. How I'm going to impact Klal Yisrael. How I'm going to be involved. What I'm going to do is in the public sphere. Choose things that play to your natural strengths, like what Yeruchim says, and cultivate them and play to them. But I can't ignore the things I'm weaker at. Those are things I try to work on in private. Those are things I have to work on in a real individual way, in an individualized way, in a private way, to try and build and cultivate myself to succeed. We should be Zocha, like Reb Tzadok taught, as we are a week away from Shavuos, that there is the Keser Torah, there is the Keser of Malchus, that each person was given at Har Sinai, that we should be Zocha to learn from Har Sinai, to learn from Reb Tzadok about those, sometimes a little bit of the Yeridas, as to where exactly are in which area we can be a Melech, to recreate, to re-achieve, I guess, that status that we had at Har Sinai. Thank you. Have a wonderful, wonderful Shabbos. Yeah, I just have to run because my son has father, grandfather learning him since.
Is that similar to Shabbat Yehovah?
All right.